The word of God given to us today is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 19. Please turn to page 303 of the Old Testament. It's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 19. Allow me to read the words. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give to you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in, and cursed when you go out. Amen. This March 1st, which is coming in 5 days, marks the 100th anniversary of the March 1st Independence Movement of 1919. The March 1st Movement was a movement of the spirit of democracy, peace, and nonviolence. The Declaration of Independence of 1919, which was declared in the name of 33 leaders of Korea, stated that our nation is an independent nation and that the people of Korea are independent people. It also stated that people should claim their entitled rights in an orderly manner, longing for the justice and freedom. There have been evaluations that Christianity played a considerable role in the March 1st movement. In 1919, the population of Korea during the time of March 1st movement were about 18 million. That's not even close to one-fourth of the entire population of 77.5 million on the Korean peninsula, the addition of 51.8 million populations in South Korea and 25.7 million in North Korea. It is estimated that about 2 million Mandés have participated in the March 1st movement, so that would be around 10% of the entire population. At the time of March 1st movement, the estimated Christian population in Korea is about 230,000, which is only about 1.3% of the entire population. And according to the statistics at the end of 1919 made by the Japanese military police, 17.6% of the 19,525 people that were arrested for the March 1st movement were Christians. Among the arrested females, 65.5% were Christians. 16 out of 33 leaders that signed the 1919 Declaration of Independence were Christians. In the first book of Korean independence movement history, which Pastor Kim Byung-jo, one of the 33 leaders, published in Shanghai, China, is the Notice to the Independence League. This document suggests three codes of conduct in which people participating in the independence movement should keep in mind. Let me read you an excerpt from the Notice to the Independence League. On this day, we announce this notice to our people. It writes, "Dear our respectful and noble men of Independence League, whatever the case, do not insult the Japanese people. Do not throw stones at them. And do not throw fists at them. That is the way of savages that will only harm the true intentions of our independence. So each of you should be cautious about this. All the believers, pray three times a day and fast on Sundays. Read the Bible every day, Isaiah chapter 10 on Mondays, Jeremiah chapter 12 on Tuesdays, Deuteronomy chapter 28 on Wednesdays, Jacob chapter 5 on Thursdays, Isaiah chapter 59 on Fridays, and Romans chapter 8 on Saturdays." This is the excerpt. According to the three codes of conduct suggested in the notice to the Independence League, the March 1st movement was a peaceful, non-violence movement. What's notable inside the notice is that it suggests the believers to fast, pray, and to read the Bible. The Christians that follow the suggestions and the notice at the time of March 1st movement probably must have fasted every Sunday, prayed three times a day, and read the Bible designated for each day. While reading the Bible, they must have longed for the judgment against the Japanese Empire and for the Korean independence, contemplated on the questions of sins, salvation, and the love of God. Also, they must have realized that the independence, freedom, and peace of the nation can only be achieved when obeying to the words of God. I would like for us to think deeply of how our predecessors that participated in the March 1st movement must have felt. And what are the words that God is trying to give us on this 100th anniversary of the March 1st movement? By thinking about the meanings inside Deuteronomy chapter 28, which the notice made the believers to read every Wednesday at the time when it was distributed for the March 1st movement 100 years ago. Deuteronomy is the words of God which Moses gave to the people in the form of sermon, recalling about his life in the wilderness after the Exodus and spending 40 years in the desert. Through Deuteronomy, Moses tried to teach not only to the people of his time, but also to his descendants of the reasons of when the Israelites were suffering and failing, and the reasons of when the Israelites were in joy and were blessed by having them reflect upon the past history. The Christian leaders of the March 1st movement also must have tried to make the readers and the nation to reflect upon the Korean history and realize why they have lost their our sovereignty and suffered, and how they will be able to regain back the sovereignty to enjoy freedom, peace, and prosperity by suggesting Deuteronomy chapter 28 as a recommended reading inside the notice, just like Moses did. There is no need to mention that the words of God in Deuteronomy chapter 28, which transcends time and space, apply to our nation and the Korean churches that celebrate the 100th anniversary of the March 1st movement this year. Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about the blessings and the curses. Blessings will be given if you obey to God, and curses will be given if you disobey. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy is consisted of 68 verses. Verses 1 through 14 are about blessings. As an individual, those blessings are for where you live, for your children, for everything about your living, such as your land and or ranch, for your food, and for everything and anything that you do, no matter where you are. As a nation, there may be other nations that confront your nation, but your nation will be blessed to have victory over them, to have fortune and productions, to have successful results in state affairs, have blessings over territories and natural environments, to lend to many but borrow from none, and to become a leading nation in diplomacy. Verses 15 to 68 are about curses. The curses are contrary to the blessings. One of the things to note about the sermons of Moses on blessings and curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28 is that it talks more about the curses rather than the blessings. This is not to emphasize that God likes to curse more than to bless, but to raise caution about disobeying God so that we will obey to God and receive blessings. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, a chapter just before today's passage, Moses orders the people to set up the stones and coat them with plaster after crossing the Jordan River. These stones are not that of monumental stones to celebrate the fact that they have finally achieved something great after 40 years when they first set foot in Canaan. But the stones of life, which the commandments, the words of God, will be recorded on. By carving the commandments, or the words of God, onto the stones, Moses not only made all his descendants see the words of God, generation after generation, but also made them keep in mind each of the results when you kept the commandments and when not. Following is verse 8 of Deuteronomy chapter 27, in which Moses gave the order to the people, "And you shall write very clearly all the words of this law on these stones you have set up. If you carve the commandments, the words of God, onto the stones, the carvings will not be erased no matter how much time passed, and the people will not forget about the words of God. But that what's more important than to carve the words of God onto the stone is to keep and practice commandments." Moses ordered the people to keep the commandments after ordering them to write them down on the stones. Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 10. "Obey the Lord your God and follow his commands and decrees that I give you today." Moses emphasized that people practice the commandments, the words of God. And in chapter 28, Moses elaborates about the results of when keeping and not keeping the commandments. Let us look into the first verse of Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. Because Deuteronomy chapter 28 is in the form of a sermon by Moses, here the first person pronoun I refers to Moses. The second person pronoun you refers to all the Israelites. And the third person pronoun his refers to God. Also, the second person pronoun you refers to the participants of the March 1st movement and the people that read the Deuteronomy chapter 28 in 1919. The second person pronoun you also refers to us and our nation at this hour. Also, the word nation can be understood as a country in today's context, considering the meaning of the original text. God can make our country high above all the countries in the world. Some would say that the current Korea has established the level of national prestige enough to stand above all other nations on this earth, but there are still rooms for improvement. How will we be able to have a good impact while maintaining equal partnership and not be manipulated by the world's superpowers? What do you think of our national policies? Whatever the policy, there will always be pros and cons. But before we can argue about the validity or effectiveness of a policy, we will need to build up a morality first. Will a nation be able to grow with dignity just by making and practicing good policies when the people lack morality? Do you think making a nation into an advanced country would be that easy? I feel frustrated every time I see cigarette ends or other trashes on the street. I think that true independence starts from doing the smallest and basic things properly. Is it truly right to insist democracy, freedom, and peace when you can't even keep the social ethics in orders? Who will be the victims if I don't practice these social ethics and orders? Is it not our own neighbors, the people? Same goes for the church. What's more important than to participate in various groups or serving in volunteer groups at church is to prevent ourselves from harming others. Only when we do not harm each other and give good impacts to others is when we can be built together inside the Lord. How will Korea be able to have a good impact in the world? And how will our church be able to have good impact on the Korean churches, our neighbors, the society, and the nation? If we look into verse 1, there are three words to take note on: carefully, obey, and follow. These three words were translated in verb forms in Korean: listen, to take care of, and follow or practice. These three words come out in verses 13 and 15 as well. Let us look at the latter half of verse 13 and first half of verse 15. Pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today. In verse 15, the word obey is the same as the word listen in Hebrew. So the phrase, if you do not obey the Lord your God in verse 15 can be translated as, if you do not listen to the Lord your God. The first step to give good impact is to listen to the words of God. Listen in Hebrew is the well-known word Shema. Shema does not simply just mean to listen, but to listen carefully. If you obey the Lord your God in verse 2, is Shema. If you are to listen to and obey to the words of God, you must first concentrate and listen. If you do not Shema or listen carefully to the words of God, then that is as good as not listening at all. Same goes for reading the words of God. You must read carefully. At the time of Moses, writing and reading on a paper or skin was not possible. Ancient Egyptians used papyrus, a kind of plant, for writing, but it was almost impossible for the people to possess papyrus documents. You can learn to talk by listening to your parents. But learning to read and write is not easy at all. Also, writings can be written only after when someone makes the letters or characters, like the Korean letters, Hangul. In the days of Moses, there wasn't a way for the people to read the recorded writings. That is also why Moses gave orders to write the commandments on the stones. But today, people use writings or read books and documents with writings in it. People also read the Bible. To us today, Shema isn't just about listening to the Bible verses or the sermons that others read out to us. To us today, Shema also includes some spontaneously reading and listening to the Bible, the words of God. We must read and listen to the Bible every day. Did you not experience the difference when you read and listened to the words of God every day and when you didn't? And the difference of vitality of life? We must Shema, read and listen carefully to the words of God every single day. The second step is to keep the words of God. The word to keep or to take care of is Shamar in Hebrew. To take care of also means to guard. Just like you would guard your home or your livestock, God's words must be guarded. In other words, if you do not guard or protect your livestock, raptors or predatory animals will take them away. Same will happen if we do not guard the words of God. Who will take them away? If we look into the parable of the sower in the gospel, Satan steals seed of gospel while the sower of gospel sows them. We must, Shamar, guard the words of God. If Satan shows up with a tag that says Satan on it, then we'd have no problem protecting God's words. But Satan does not approach in such obvious ways. God's words can be taken away from us through severe troubles, various concerns, and temptation over money and fortune or other types of greed. We must shamar the words of God as to not have God's words taken away from us. The third step is to follow the words of God. Follow in Hebrew is asah. Follow means to practice, as we all know very well. But it also means to make and to produce. To asah, or to practice God's words, is like building a house using each and every word of God like a brick. connecting and attaching them together one by one. Just keeping God's words won't do. Keeping God's words and protecting them from being taken away from us is important. But we must connect and attach the words to build a house of love, a house of sharing, and a house of sacrifice and serving in our places of life. That will enable us to receive the blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Only when you asa or practice the words of God will you not only receive the blessings for the nation and the individual, but also show God's salvation, love, and his unbiased view to the world, and expand the kingdom of God. The Christians that participated in the March 1st movement in 1919 read and listened that God is the one that will save them from the ordeal, and the one to console those who are persecuted. They guarded the words from being taken away. They practiced the words of God to show the world about the salvation, love, and the unbiased view of God against the suppressing power. Many people held taegukgi, the Korean flag, in their hands, shouting, "Long live Korea," or "Long live Korean independence," and carried out a peaceful nonviolence movement before the guns and swords. They did not fear those who could kill their bodies, but built up the house for an independent nation in faith of the God who saves the body and the spirit, the God who gives eternal life, the God who will give glory in the future when the current hardship is over, and the God of love that can never be cut off with any type of force. The house for the independence of Republic of Korea was finally built later, with those who sacrificed for the March 1st movement as its basis. This was possible because the predecessors of faith sacrificed themselves by listening and keeping the words of God. On February 4th, on the first day of Korean Lunar New Year holiday, Mr. Yoon Han-duk, the director of the Emergency Medical Center of the National Medical Center, died on duty. He passed away while working, even on his off days, in order to cover up for the shortage of staffs at the Emergency Medical Center. It is told that Director Yoon almost never took a rest during the weekdays, slept on a camp bed inside the office without getting off from work. He couldn't take care of himself in order to take care of the patients. Not only Director Yoon, but many others at the emergency medical centers work under extreme tension in order to secure the golden time that may save the life of an emergency patient whom they have no idea when they will see. What's even more difficult is that there aren't many who work at the emergency centers. There aren't many who voluntarily wish to work at an emergency medical center. But because there are those who work with a sense of duty, bearing to sacrifice themselves, the precious lives of emergency patients are being saved. The reality is that there is always that sector in other groups or communities other than the medical sector which no one wishes to go to because it's hard. But because there are those who work in that hard sector or division, that group or community are managed. If there is someone who can sacrifice themselves, not by death like Director Yoon did, but through their time, materials, and labor to help maintain and save other people, group, or community, then that person is a true successor of the March 1st movement spirit and a follower of the love of God. Shouldn't a Christian who is so beloved by God live a life of self-sacrifice more than anyone? My life of small sacrifices may not show any result right away, but sooner or later it will. Also, a single person's self-sacrifice may seem very insignificant, but if self-sacrificing of many people are gathered, it may save more lives, and it may save even the Korean churches and the Republic of Korea. When our church is built up together within the Lord by practicing self-sacrifice, then we can maintain the vitality of our church and save Korean churches and the nation. There are a lot of events going on upon celebrating the 100th anniversary of the March 1st movement. But if we do not succeed the self-sacrificial spirit of those who have sacrificed themselves for the recovery of sovereignty at the March 1st movement, then our status as an independent nation may falter. Is this only confined to this country? We say that we acknowledge the kingdom of God and say that we are under the rule of God. But the Korean churches should keep trying hard so that we do not lose the sovereignty of the kingdom of God and not be controlled by this imperialism that is governed by the secular values. We will need to become the Christians that Shamar, and Asha, the Bible, the orders of God, so that the self-sacrificial spirit of our predecessors of faith that participated in the March 1st movement will not fade away. If we had just passed on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation a couple years ago as just another year of anniversary, then Korean churches will not still have broken away from the past. But just as if the present and the future of the Korean churches are bright, if you reflect back on the past, upon celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, listening, keeping and participating the words of God, then same goes for the 100th anniversary of the March 1st movement. If we just spend the 100th anniversary of March 1st movement as just another holiday, it will be hard for us to achieve strong independence in every field, including politics, economy, diplomacy, and culture. Let us Christians not forget about the self-sacrificial spirit of the March 1st movement. Let us pray. Father God, who inspects every people and nation in the world and oversees everything, we thank you for allowing the timely hardships and sufferings, joy and peace within the long history of the Republic of Korea. We thank you for giving us the grace of gospel on this land through the missionaries in 1884. For making it an opportunity for us to become closer to God by desperately seeking for God through the pain of losing sovereignty over our country in 1910, and for making the Christians realize and act on what to do for the nation through the March 1st independence movement in 1919. 100 years have passed since the March 1st movements. But let the Korean churches remember the spirit of the March 1st movement, revive that spirit, and succeed that spirit. Let the Korean churches succeed the spirit of self-sacrifice of the March 1st movement, bearing to sacrifice themselves in each area to make Korea stand strong as a democratic nation where there is justice, freedom, and peace, and serve as a role model to other nations worldwide. Please help us to have a good result at the upcoming Second North Korea-U.S. Summit so that this may become the process for the Republic of Korea of becoming a completely united, independent nation. Please allow Republic of Korea to stand tall as an independent nation in every area and become a nation that is well used to complete the kingdom of God. And in order to do so, Let Korean churches take the lead in listening and keeping the words of God to protect the sovereignty of the kingdom of God against the secular values of imperialism. And let the Republic of Korea be a nation that receives the blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.